All right, there is James Hunter in the background. He's our guest today. He came by last week, and we recorded this. What you hear is pretty much what you get. I edited out a few uhs and oohs, but other than that, it's really just very straightforward, off the cuff. He wasn't Mr. Pour His Heart Out. He didn't answer the questions in long-winded sentences, but he was a great sport, sort of self-effacing sense of humor guy, really laid back, relaxed. I liked him. James Hunter Band, I'm sure, is excellent, and I'm just happy to hear sort of a different side of some of these songs in this solo performance. So I think it's really interesting. I think you'll like it, and you'll hear me say a billion times how much I like this new record. It really is a very special record. That's why I keep going back to that fact during the interview, so I think you'll check it out. If you're a listener to the program, you've heard me play some cuts in the past few weeks, and they're all really good. Just it's a real solid record. So holidays are coming up. I want to wish you happy holidays, whatever your bag is. I know it's hard for a lot of people, and just remind you to get out of your house, see some friends, see some family, see somebody. Do your best to just to make it through, if that's the best you can do. But for me, it always, I always find I'm rewarded when I sort of make an effort to connect to people, whether it's online at the supermarket or my own family or whatever. So that's my strategy. Hopefully you're pleasantly surprised. That's what I'm looking for during the holidays. Got some good stuff coming up. Don Nix, I will be talking to him. He's just written a new fantastic book. There's some other stuff going on. Check WFMU.org/Michael for the info. Thanks for another year of your support. I really do completely appreciate it. Here's James Hunter. I'll talk to you next year.
Okay, we are up here in Studio B, and a couple weeks ago, the folks from Daptones sent me a digital copy of the new record, and I've been a James Hunter fan for a while, but the new record, it blew my mind. The sound of it is just, it's like crazy. It's so, so good. It's just rich, and it just suits the songs really, really well. It's really beautiful, so congratulations. I'm so happy you're here, James.
Oh, thanks very much.
You told me you just got into New York, or you just flew in, or
yes, I got in day before yesterday.
So
I'm still a bit mummified, but I'll get by. All right.
It's 2:30 in the afternoon. We're taping this ahead of time, but you told me it's a little early for you. I heard you saying that.
I keep Bela Lugosi time in.
Fantastic record. Just fantastic record. It's coming out February 5th on Daptone. It's called Hold On. You've been on a few different labels, how'd you hook up with Daptone? And tell me a little bit about where it got recorded and how.
Yeah, well, we were sort of we were shopping around for a new label to get on, we were looking for somebody whose output and their sort of method was conducive with our own, our own method. And they seemed to be the best game, So we hooked up with them, and we made an approach to them. And they said, "Oh, I don't know." And then we threatened them, and then they agreed to do one.
So how long did it take to make this record?
I think a couple of weeks, actually. Yeah. I think a week to do it, and was it 2 weeks? 2 weeks to record it, and then we mixed it from home. Gabe would send me mixes, and I'd get him to tweak this and that. Yeah. So it's pretty easy, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't sound too fussy. That's for sure.
That's right. It's like whole bread. It's all the bits left in.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, fantastic. I want to talk to you a little bit more about it, but let's hear. Can we hear a few two?
Yeah. This one's called. This is the title track, and it's called Baby Hold On.
I may be gone, but not for long, baby. Try to hold on. I'll be around before your tears come down, baby. Try to hold on. Baby, believe me. You don't get rid of me that easy, I know. I'm here to tell you so. I got a ticket for a one-way ride, baby. I try to hold on. Next stop, I'm gonna be by your side, baby. I try to hold on. Baby, I need you. Baby, I ain't never gonna
tell you so. Got to be sooner than later. I can't wait cause I ain't a waiter. I drive a lean on an accelerator some more. Oh! 11 years in the Mountfield pen, baby. Try to hold on. Good baby got me out in 10. Oh, baby. But now I'ma try to hold on. Baby, believe me. You don't get rid of me that easy, I know. Yeah, I'm here to tell you so. Baby, I need you. Baby, I ain't never gonna leave you no more. Yeah, I'm here to tell you so. Whoa!
Abrupt ending. Thank you.
I should point out that the record is by the James Hunter Six, and there's usually six of you with horns and organs, and
yes.
And it's a huge production. I mean, the record is huge. We've been playing it, and I think folks listening are familiar with it, but nobody should think you're John Denver or, you know, or just
no,
just
it's different. This is just sort of a, I'd say it's a sixth as good as we usually are, you know, but... the downfall of playing on your own. I've got no one to blame the mistakes on.
Well, sounds good. So tell me, I mean, I looked at your bio a little bit. I didn't know too much about you. You left school when you were 16.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that a UK thing, or was that just
a
change?
Yeah, I guess
country?
So. I mean, I would have had my way. I'd have left when I was 15, but I got pressured by a teacher who overestimated my ability into staying on because she thought I could pass my O-levels, and bless her, I proved her wrong. So I stayed on, failed all my courses, and then went straight from school to the railway for 7 years.
You failed all your courses?
I did.
Yeah, okay. And then worked at the railway, working on signal boxes or something like that?
Underneath them. There's a safety feature. It's a Victorian technology, this stuff called interlocking. And it's all mechanical. It's all total Heath Robinson stuff. You know, and it's hugely complicated, but you pull one signal over. You know those old quadrant things? And there's these little tappets and dies move across these notches and block another signal so that you can't pull conflicting signals. It's wonderful technology, but if I'd have been there for another 100 years, I might have got to grips with it. But
So you were a teenager in your early 20s doing this, and was music in your head this whole entire time?
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
And I read that your grandmother had a bunch of old 78s?
Yes, I mean, I've sort of exaggerated that story. Most of her 78s were Dean Martin and Frankie Lane, to be honest with you.
Right.
But she did have... Reet Petite by Jackie Wilson, which I'm given to understand was a bigger hit at the time in the UK than it was over here.
So that's the thing that kind of made you think...
It was one of them. It was one of a few things. And really, I think I got introduced to more sort of underground rhythm and blues and soul stuff from a railway colleague, a bloke called Nick, who used to work on the platform. He was a station guard.
So we're talking about the early 1980s, which is a weird time for, you know, contemporary music at that time sounded like garbage, you know, and there was not a, you know, in the UK there's always kind of a northern soul thing, or there's always a somebody's coming back.
There was always a movement underground thing to sort of, and I missed out on all of them, to be honest. I didn't know they were going on, you know, but I sort of found it through the back door, you know, a couple of different things.
So when did you start writing songs?
1984, because I did that under pressure. because some friends of mine I've been jamming with got an offer to do a track on a compilation album, and they brought me along as vocalist, and the condition was you had to submit original material. So I thought, oh dear, so I can't do an Elmore James, I've got to write something. So I wrote one called Evil Eye, which is a sort of sub-Muddy Waters pastiche, you know. And that's the first one I ever wrote. And then it took me about 2 years later, I wrote another one.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very productive. Yeah.
Did people say, you know, you're crazy, you're supposed to work on the railroad, you're not supposed to be a singer? I mean, or was
No, it was so encouraging. This is why I blame all my friends for my early lack of success. If they'd been more discouraged, I might have fought harder to get somewhere.
So tell me about finding your voice. I mean, you sing, you know, you make a real commitment to it. You know what I mean? You're not holding back. Is that just what happened the first time you opened your mouth, or did you work up to it? Or
well, I it's sort of it did refine itself over the years, but it's become a sort of natural way of singing to me. But initially, rather than finding it, I nicked it.
So you just kind of put together your favorites?
Pretty much. I sort of just nicked a bit, much like actors do. You know, they see something another actor do, they nick it and try and make it their own, you know, and that's what I try to do.
Yeah, well, and then I think within that you found your own thing, yeah.
I think so, yeah. I hope so.
Can you sing us another song?
Certainly, yeah, I'll do a soft one. It's called Something's Calling.
I won't be back this way, 'cause something's calling. There's nothing left to keep me here. I'd be a fool to stay, 'cause something's calling me. Yes, it's calling me. So sweet and clear, I've got to say goodbye, 'cause something's calling. That there's a better life somewhere. No peace as long as I can hear it calling me. I'll hear it calling me. Till I get there, I've got time, however long it takes me. Long as I find whatever awaits me. When will this endless night give way to morning? If I don't leave, I'll never know. I'm headed for the light that keeps on calling me. Whoa, I hear it calling me. Yeah, so goodbye, baby, I've got to go. I've got to go. Hear it calling me, baby. Yeah, na 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 na.
Normally a fade out there, but
fantastic. Can you give us one more?
Yes, yeah, certainly. Yeah, this one's called Stranded, and it's about being stranded.
In no man's land, it was no helping hand till you came along. I thought that I'd be staying high and dry till you proved me wrong. You found me just in time to save my state of mind. I didn't even know, baby, I was stranded. Yeah, baby, I was stranded. Whoa, but I landed on my feet when I found you. Yeah, yeah. Alone and godforsaken, what I thought I was making out all right. A desolated town, faces all around, but not a soul in sight. Until I stood before your footprint on the shore, I didn't even know.
stranded. Yeah, baby, I was stranded. But I landed on my feet when I found you. I was stranded, whoa, but I landed on my feet when I found you, baby, when I found you. Somehow my loneliness caught from the wilderness, just to let you know, oh, baby, I was stranded. But I landed on my feet when I found you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, I was stranded. Whoa.
Yeah. Give you a minute to catch your breath. James Hunter is with us, and check jameshuntermusic.com for information about him and where he's at, and the new record, which is called Hold On, comes out on Daptone February 5th. And like I said, boy, first time I heard the record, blew my head off. I mean, I've been a fan, and I like the records, but this one sort of takes it.
This one's gone a step further, hasn't it?
I really think so, you know?
I think a lot of it was, I mean... You know, Gabe's got even more used to us than the last time we recorded.
You're talking about Gabe Roth,
Gabe Roth recorded
the record.
Which is, he's caught our sound like nobody's managed before, you know. I think he was, that was a tailored made fit, that was.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, the three guys from Hepcat doing the backing vocals, I mean, they lifted it into orbit, you know. That was wonderful. That was a real find.
Yeah.
And also, I've got a huge mention, really, to our keyboard man, Andy Kingslow, who did all the percussion, and he dressed it up with lots of classy little bits of piano. I mean, he poshed it up, you know. He made me songs a lot posher than they were when I wrote them.
Well, I think that's what a band's supposed to do, earn their keep and, you know, make the songs better, you know. I hope so, yeah.
Well, they're so good. I've got to earn my keep with them. You know,
what I love about the record is that it sounds, you know, it doesn't sound like you're copying what old records did. It just sort of sounds like you're using some of the same ideas to, because they fit the songs, you know?
That's pretty much it. It's stylistically, I mean, we haven't, you know, we haven't invented anything particularly. But, I mean, within that sort of idiom, I mean, I'm just trying to extend the subject matter and lyrics sort of in directions that haven't been done before. Because... musically, I don't think you'd improve on the best of that stuff. That
sure, right.
Off,
you can just kind of make the lyrics a little more contemporary.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd. I was thinking as I was listening to the record this morning, it's strange that a record that sounds so familiar is refreshing. You know what I mean? You know, it's actually refreshing to hear something that sounds so simple.
I suppose in a way, I mean, it sounds more real than a lot of people do have a thing where they slightly have a... tribute mentality a little bit, you know, and it does drive that style of music back into sort of a museum ghetto a little bit. You know, people are doing it self-consciously as if, but we're just treating it like real music, like the guys did when they first was doing it.
Yeah, exactly right. So you were, in the late 80s, you were making music under this name, Howlin' Wilf.
Yeah, that's right.
With your band, the VJs. Van Morrison became a big fan. He sang on your stuff, you sang on his stuff. And then...
That's called revenge, yes.
And then I read that somehow you ended up busking in the subway or in the street.
Yes, that's right. We were doing
How did you go from one to the other?
Well, it was an uphill climb, you know. I got there in the end. But
I'd
always wanted to busk on Old Compton Street, and I thought it was a big step up from playing guitar with, you know. But no, it was just things thinned out quite a lot, you know. There wasn't much action happening. And we were...
I mean, that's hard to believe, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose... The other thing is I hadn't really started writing in earnest yet, you know, and I don't think I'd completely found my own style yet by that time.
So 2006, you come back and you kind of reinvented yourself a little bit with
I suppose
People
so.
Gone Talk?
I mean, It's obviously it's an overused term, but I just wrote more stuff. You know?
The world was ready for you at that point, and you've kind of been touring ever since. And
pretty much, yeah,
yeah, and working hard. I mean, you guys work hard. You're always out there.
Oh yeah.
You got nominated for a Grammy. Did you go to the Grammys?
I did. Yes.
What was
yes.
that like?
That was a crack. That was like, it was quite fun actually. Yeah, it was. You got to see a few big names, you know. You get to see how little Burke Bacharach is, you know, this giant talent. And he's, I don't know, he looks tall in the pictures, doesn't he? But he's only a little fella.
Yeah.
I met Dion DiMucci, which is a big hero of mine. He was in the same category, so we both lost to Ike Turner. And what else? Yeah. Oh, it was a real eye opener. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have plans for holidays? What do you do for holidays?
Holidays?
Yeah.
Oh, the holidays, you mean?
Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah, I stay at home with my dog. It's pretty much it, yeah. And then my mother and stepdad come and visit me, and we exchange presents the next day, you know. And, I don't really do a big Christmas thing, you know. I just try not to go in any shops while in the run-up to Christmas. You know, all those carols drive me crackers after a while.
You have more up your sleeve that you can play? I don't want to tire you out, but I want to hear as many as you've got in you.
All right, what should I do? That's not one of them. This is one that is called A Truer Heart Than Mine.
I hear a little Nick Lowe in your stuff. Are you a fan of Nick Lowe?
I'm not familiar with much of his stuff, but I know he's good, but I don't know how, you know.
His later stuff, his most, yeah, there's a little.
Oh, right.
You should look into it.
If I had, I probably would have nicked a bit off him, yes.
Are you a record collector? Do you buy a lot of records?
Yeah, I haven't just lately, but yeah, I've.
I mean, traveling around on tour is a good opportunity to spend all
your
money.
You know, this is when I did a couple of things supporting the Dap Kings, and I noticed they took the expedient of bringing a little record player with them, so they can, you know, they stop at every record shop they can, but they get to play their stuff immediately afterwards. It was a nice idea, that.
I just want to reiterate, just the new record is really just a mind-boggler. It's just fantastic from the opening, you know, moments. Comes out February 5th. It's called Hold On, the James Hunter 6, and check jameshuntermusic.com for information. I'm so glad you came down here and
me too.
Played us some songs. It's just blown my mind. And this is just great to hear a whole other side of some of these songs, too.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I did as well. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Have you got one more?
Let's do Goal Hanger. Actually, it's not called Goal Hanger anymore. It's called Free Your Mind.
for stopping by my sick bed, to tell me where I'm going when I'm dead, to tell me all about the wrath to come, some grapes or flowers would have done. Free your mind while you still got time, I wouldn't change your life for mine. Can't help but wonder how you sleep at night, don't be a gold hanger all your life. You only get 80 You don't get to go around again. Look like you set too high a price for a ticket to paradise. Compulsory love, does that sound wrong? They got a name for that where I come from. Free your mind while you still got time, I wouldn't trade your life for mine. Can't help but wonder how you sleep at night, but don't be a going around all your life. Ow! I wouldn't trade your life for mine. Can't help but wonder how you sleep at night. Don't be a go-getter all your life. There's two ways that I can go, up above or down below. What's to choose? Now take your pick, cause I don't want your carrot and I ain't scared of your stick. No easier target than the tired and weak. Come back and try it when I'm on my feet. Free your mind while you still got time, I wouldn't trade your life for mine. Can't help but wonder how you sleep at night. Don't be a gold hanger all your life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sounds great. What's a song off the record you haven't played that I can that we can throw on right now? What's your favorite?
One I haven't done that's on the record?
Yeah.
Yes. I would say, what's it called? What's my favorite one? Let me remember the title. Yeah, this is where we came in.
All right, let's hear that. James Hunter, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
More than I can stand.
and this is where we came.
This is where we came.